Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The incomparable John Heyman is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sports Clips, it's good to be a guy. It's ridiculous to be John Heyman. By Merrick Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram. By Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice air, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. And by Air Italy, round trip flights from JFK to Milan. The man, the myth, the legend. Mr. Baseball, what else can you say? Even though he doesn't think Albert Bell's a Hall of Famer, the great John Heyman is with us. Happy New Year, John.
Happy New Year, guys. Happy New Year. And, I was listening to your show, and I Anthony Davis, clearly a generational player. I never seen anybody get six touchdowns in a game like that before.
Anthony, good. You're talking about the old running back from USC,
yes.
Anthony Davis?
Right.
I'm surprised you even knew about that, John.
Well, I mean, I watched that game at Notre Dame,
yes,
USC.
Yes.
Six touchdowns.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
clearly
about
generational.
1975, maybe, in that range.
I think it was earlier than that.
74, maybe, in that range.
They kind of blend together for me.
Yeah,
well, I think it was a little earlier.
Well,
it was
in the 70s because O.J. was the late 60s. And,
right.
It was probably there. It was a little before Marcus Allen. So it was in that range.
Definitely.
Yes.
Right.
How many generational players are in Major League Baseball this year?
Generational.
Yeah.
I mean, if you the literal word, the definition of generational.
I have the answer.
Say Mike Trout,
okay,
and Clayton Kershaw.
I totally agree. That's it. Those two.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that comment?
You're not putting Bryce Harper in that.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm using your words of holding them to a high standard.
I'm not saying that.
I mean, generational means once
every. Travis Dawn knows not generational.
I know. You know why you want to put Bryce there? Because you're still recruiting him to the Mets.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I still hold out hope for Bryce.
I'm still holding out a glimmer, John, for Bryce. I don't think it's going to happen.
No,
I'm sorry to tell you.
But I understand.
Generational means once every 25 years. So that's a very few. That's a select group.
I think those are the two guys.
Yeah,
I think Clayton Kershaw.
I think so. Bryce Harper certainly is a great player.
Not yet.
He's very famous, but generational. I mean, that's, Mantle.
And Max Scherzer's a Hall of Famer. Not generational.
Yeah. Okay.
I want that, like Joe said, very high.
All right, I like that.
Max Scherzer is generational.
He's generational.
Right.
Rosenthal isn't. He's really good, but he's not John Heyman.
No, that's not true.
Jeff Passan used to be generational. Then he signed with
ESPN. You can't come on with us anymore.
I understand.
You better not sign with ESPN.
Oh, that's right. He's on other. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's not good. Yeah, no longer generational. No, not even iconic. Nothing.
Iconic.
He's dead to us.
Yeah, you know what, he is. Jeff, if you're listening, you're dead to us.
Oh, boy.
John, did the New York Yankees, and this is a mistake if they did they promise Troy Tulowitzki the shortstop job?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Why? Did you hear that?
I have heard that. Because that would be foolish if they did. I just want to make sure
that
didn't happen.
I don't see that. That's not what I've heard.
Okay. I trust you.
I think he wanted to be a Yankee, and he'll certainly get opportunities in spring training. Even if they sign Machado, and I'm not certainly diminishing those chances based on this. I mean, this is a minimum flyer, and obviously a guy with great talent, looked good in the workout, and hasn't played much the last 2 years. I don't think you can promise the shortstop job to someone who's played 80 games in 2 years.
All right, good.
Total.
I just want to make sure, because I think that would be crazy. So, good.
That would be crazy.
We've cleared
because
it up,
everybody. They're still hoping for Machado, and Machado wants to be the shortstop. So,
when are we going to get a decision from Manny? Like, what are we waiting for?
Well, all I knew, and as we talked before the holidays, it would be after New Year's. So, we know that now.
Well, it's after New Year's.
Yeah.
Was he waiting for the government to open up? Like, what are you waiting for?
I don't know, but I would say he'll happen before Harper. I'll say that. His market is defined. It appears to be the White Sox, the Phillies, and the Yankees, and I'm very doubtful on the White Sox for obvious reasons. You know, I think that the Yankees have a very good chance here. I'm not saying he's definitely going to be a Yankee. The Phillies are still involved. I don't think there's a mystery team. You never know, of course. They claimed there was one, I think, at one point. But so I think they have a good chance as far as the timing. I don't know if it'll be this week, next week, but I don't think it'll be too long.
Do you see him going to the Yankees or not?
You know, I do. I think they have a good chance. I don't know. I mean, you know, if I had to pick one team, I'd go with them. I'm not going to say that they're likely or going to get him, but, you know, it seems to be, for him, I think it might be about where he wants to play. And we've heard since July that he wants to be a Yankee, and I don't believe that he's going to get the $300 million from either the Phillies or the Yankees, and I don't believe he'd go to the White Sox. I think the White Sox have not, you know, I think a lot of these teams now, and I couldn't tell you exactly, are saying, you know, come back to us if you want to play here. You know, they're holding out the offers. Seems to be a new strategy, and I think that's the White Sox strategy.
What does that mean, holding out the offers?
Well, they're saying, we want you. If you want to play here, come back to us, and we'll make you a good offer, you know, rather than saying, here's your offer, you're getting $250 million. So, you know, I under those circumstances, I don't see how the White Sox get either one of these players, because if that's their strategy, and that seems to be the strategy of a lot of the teams, and from what I understood, as of at least two or three days ago, the Yankees had not made an official offer. So I think they're
official offer to Manny Machado?
That's kind of, I think the teams are kind of saying, we want you, and
make up your mind before
you
there's.
What?
Make up your mind before there's an offer? That sounds insane.
Well, they don't have to commit. I mean, Manny could come back to them and say, I'd like to play her, and then he hears the offer and then says, you know what, I don't want to play her that much, you know. But I have not heard of an official offer from the Yankees, at least as of two or three days ago.
Have the Phillies made an official offer?
I'm not sure of that. I can tell you this. I don't think either team goes over $300 million. So if we're talking that he cares about, if it's $10 million or $20 million apart, I think the Yankees are going to win. If it's $40 million apart, if one team's at $240 and one's at $280, you know, I can't expect him to take the $240.
Because the Yankees with Robinson Cano put a line in the sand. And they made a big offer for Robinson Cano, but it wasn't nearly as big as Seattle. They had a line in the sand. They said, we're not going above it. Will there be a firm line in the sand with Manny Machado, or do they identify him as a guy they want, and they're going to go get him? They wanted CC Sabathia. There was no line in the sand. They want him. They were going to shock and awe their way into getting him. How do you view that pursuit of Manny eventually, once they actually do make an offer?
Yeah, I think most players, they have a line in the sand. I think you have an idea where you want to be, and you generally don't go way above that line. So I think they'll stick to their guns, whatever they are, you know. And I think like a lot of these teams, the Yankees have a little bit of reservations on Machado. Some of the people do. I think some of their people are all gung-ho, but I think others are a little unsure if this is the right guy. But I think ultimately he's more the right guy for the Yankees. The Yankees have other guys who can fill that leadership gap and be the main guy on the team. I don't think that's a great role for Machado. So I personally don't think he's great for the White Sox, and I'm really not sure that he's great for Philadelphia. Philly's, you know, obviously New York is a tough town, tough sports town, but Philly is really a blue-collar town. They will not go for the non-hustling. And I just don't think the White Sox are a few years away from winning. So I'd be very surprised at this point if the White Sox were able to get either of those players.
All right, so where's Harper going now? Is he going to stay in Washington?
I think that's a possibility, definitely. Obviously, the Harper losers are in the mix. That would be the White Sox, potentially. The Phillies.
You mean the Machado losers?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the Machado losers, right. So White Sox, potentially. Phillies. You know, if the Yankees don't get Machado, we got to think about it, at least. It doesn't appear that they think he's a fit at this point, so as Cashman said, things can change, so we'd have to look at that again. Washington's a possibility. I don't know if there are mystery teams. There was supposedly a mystery owner at the winter meetings, whatever that means. We don't know.
Owner.
I've seen the Dodgers,
wasn't
and
Jeff
people
Wilpon,
are speculating
right?
on the Dodgers. No.
The Dodgers, it's a mystery in other ways.
No, wow. Jeff Wilpon was at the winter meetings. He was not a mystery.
Oh, I see.
So
their budget's their budget. That's not a mystery.
Yeah, well.
They're not buying Bryce Harper. That's not a mystery.
Yeah, well, 29 teams won't buy Bryce Harper.
That doesn't make me.
What is that? Am I supposed to feel better because of that? I mean,
I'd like
that.
You to feel better. You know, that's my goal.
I love when I hear stuff like that. Makes me nuts. 29 teams aren't going to sign him, so you should feel good.
All right. What? Well, and I was just going to wrap up on the Harper. I don't think it'll be the Cubs or the Dodgers, but the Dodgers, I think, are probably thinking about doing a short-term high AV deal. So they might consider it, but I don't think so. I feel better because you've got a great closer, a good setup man, a new second baseman, the
new catcher Wilson Ramos.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they going to do anything else?
Yes, they need to do other things. I do think so. They have questions. I think a corner infielder would be something interesting.
They have a lot of things they need to do, but I'll defend the Mets in this regard, even though I'm starting to lose faith in Brody the politician. There's been a standstill now, and I know the holidays just hit, but there's still a lot of big free agents. Craig Kimbrell is still out there.
Right.
Marwin Gonzalez is still out there. A.J. Pollock is still out there. Markakis, Yasmani Grandal. I know he's not an impact with the Mets.
Keuchel.
There's a lot of guys out there, and we are 40 days from spring training. That's right. I'm counting. So what the hell's going on, John?
I think teams moved slowly last year, and they're doing again this year. I mean, this year is a better class, and, I think we expected it to certainly move more quickly. There are guys who've gotten good deals, and guys who had injury questions even have gotten good deals. Evaldi, $68 million for Evaldi with two Tommy Johns, but he's not the only one. A lot of the guys who signed good contracts had injury questions. It's kind of odd. The guys left are pretty darn good. The relief market, Ottavino, Britton, Kimbrell, Robertson, that's quite a good list right at the top. And then there's several others who had good years.
Ottavino's not getting paid. It's called the new curse of the Bambino. Mm.
Yep.
Is that right?
That's right.
Because he said he'd get him out.
Yep. He'd not get him out. He'd strike him out.
Oh, right. I forgot.
With that big bat and the hot dogs and the beer and all of that.
Ottavino will be doing quite well. I'm quite sure of that.
It's weird because a year ago at this time, we were watching this really slow market, and we all said, it'll be different next year. And the guys may still get paid, but it just, I don't know anymore. I mean, it is January 3rd. I know there's still a lot of time.
Yeah, it is time.
It's slowing down to this point where are we going to be in a similar position a month from now, a month and a half from now, when teams are reporting and Dallas Keuchel's going to throw bullpen sessions in, Colorado or something?
I certainly hope not. I mean, former Cy Young winner, that would be crazy. But, last year we had six or seven really good players who signed very late. And basically, I don't think any of them, maybe one of them, had a really good year. None of them ended up having a very good year. But now we have superstars still out there in the new year. We didn't have that last year. We had good players, Moustakas and Lynn and Lomo off of 40 home runs and Neil Walker. And there was a half dozen or more. But I think what's shocking about this year is you've got two superstars, not maybe generational players, but superstars, and a former Cy Young winner who's still in his prime, and that list of relievers, a good list of second basemen, LeMahieu, very good player, as you said, Marwin. So it's a little shocking. I do think that these really good players will get good deals, but we're 6 weeks away from spring training. It's coming around the corner, so not too far.
All right, so when do you foresee Machado and Harper signing? Could you see that within the next week?
I was asked this on MLB Network, and I predicted last week Machado January 10th, and Harper. I predicted Harper February 10th, but that was just off the top of my head.
All right, so
next
week for
Harper.
I
don't
want
to bet
Harper
on that. That's not, I wouldn't go to the bank
next week for
with
Machado.
That. It's not like my football picks. I don't want to go to the bank
and
with that.
And they've been bank. By the way, I want to congratulate your alma mater on a big win in the holiday bowl. How
fantastic. How about that? I know. Incredible. I think they didn't win a bowl game between 1948 and about 2011 or 12,
yep.
And now they won three in a row.
They even made the NCAA tournament in basketball. How about that?
They did do that one
and their
year.
Coach Football. May go to Green Bay?
Yeah, right. Pat Fitzgerald.
And,
yeah.
And he said he's not going, right? Didn't
well,
he say?
What does that mean?
Oh, he's a very honest fellow.
He went to Northwestern.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that just means he's smart. It doesn't mean he's honest. But he is honest, and I've met him, and he's terrific. And I believe him. He loves being the Northwestern coach. He's been there. How many years has he been there? He's been there 15 years.
Been there a while now. Yeah, he played there, too. He was on that Rose Bowl team that lost to Keyshawn and USC.
Right, and he could have gone. I'm sure he could have gone to Notre Dame or other bigger mm-hmm. jobs, and he never went.
So
you know?
do you think, Joe, we should let John pick all the playoff games or just pick one playoff game?
Yeah, you know what we're going to do, John? We're going to give you your choice of one of this weekend's four playoff games. You make the call.
Do you know the matchups?
You know the
playoff
matchups.
Game. I was going to pick Clemson.
Okay, well, we could get to that, too. All right, so you like Clemson against Alabama. What's the not line in that
game? I think
game?
It's 6.5.
Clemson's getting 6.5.
Yeah, let me double
right,
check.
Make sure on that one.
Yeah.
All right. But you're taking Clemson against Alabama Monday, all right?
Right.
Okay, and it is 6.5 or not?
I'm confirming it right now. I'm loading up my FanDuel Sportsbook app as we speak.
FanDuel.
While he's doing it.
While he's doing that, do you know okay. the NFL playoff pairings?
Are you asking Evan or me?
No, he knows.
I know what the pairings are.
I know, he knows. I know. I'm asking, do you know?
No, I know some of the teams that are involved, though.
All right, so here's the games.
I'll go quick because we
no,
don't want to drag this out
forever.
No.
I just want you to pick one game. I'm going to give you the games, then you pick one. Saturday, you got the Indianapolis Colts in Houston to play the Texans, okay? That's a point and a half.
No, I don't know. I'll pass.
Okay. Saturday night, you got the Seahawks in Dallas to play the Cowboys. Again, a point and a half. Cowboys are favored. You want to touch that game?
Yes, I like that game.
All right, so go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
All right, so you're going to take Seattle on the road to beat the Cowboys on Saturday.
Now, that line right now is at 2.5.
Oh,
so you're
going to 2.5.
It's up to 2.5.
So I'm getting the 2.5.
Yes, correct. Correct.
And in the Clemson-Alabama game, that line is down to 5.5.
All right, so you're getting 2.5 with the Seahawks.
Well, I don't like to change my pick, but, you know, I'll stick with Clemson. 6.5 sounded pretty juicy. I like that.
Well,
I'll take the 5.5.
Believe me, if they lose to Alabama, the line isn't going to matter.
Right.
I'm serious. They're either going to win outright or they're going to not cover the number.
So and I should do well with college. As you heard earlier in the show, I do know my college football.
Well, you hit me with Anthony Davis out of USC. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Do you know who the Anthony Davis basketball player is?
Do you know?
Yeah, the big guy from Kentucky, right?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. Do you know what NBA team he plays for?
You are all over it.
Is he with New Orleans?
Very good. Wow.
Yeah. Right, I didn't even study up.
John, why do I think that, like, one of these days I'm going to see you, like, on either the NFL Network or on the NBA?
I don't think that's going to happen at this point. If they've been listening to the shows and my picks, I'm not seeing much employment.
Next thing you'll be doing NHL with EJ Raddick. That's coming up.
Yeah, right around the corner.
That's right. I see him around the building
sometimes. Yeah, MLB and NHL are
right,
connected,
that's right,
if
right.
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm here anytime they can ask. They have yet to ask me. So,
Are you in Jersey now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. You want me to stop by and water your plants or something? Why do you ask?
Because I thought maybe you'd be in Florida, that's all.
Oh, no, I'm working.
He's got to make his MLB Network money. You kidding me?
Right. It's fantastic. Well, the highlight was when you came on the show. Today we have Ryan Dempster, which is
I haven't come
fantastic.
On the show. Evan.
Evan, well, either one of you would be.
No, I don't want
to. You don't want to do it.
No, because I want no part of talking today. What's that guy's name again?
Brian Kenny.
Oh, my
he's
God.
He's going to tell me you know, I want to hear Brian Kenny tell me how A.J. Pollock is better than Joe DiMaggio. I want to hear him tell me that. Or Kevin Kiermaier. All right?
Kevin Kiermaier.
He's better than DiMaggio.
I really don't think he would say that.
It.
I don't know. I don't have
what's that?
I mean, Vorp says it. So how do you argue?
Vorp is gone. Vorp is dead.
They got rid of Vorp.
What's Vorp?
I think so.
Sounds like a disease.
Well, it's disease. It died.
What
it's
is
gone.
Vorp, John?
Vorp was before war, right? They had a Vorp, and they tweaked it, and it became war.
Well, they got to tweak the war. Right? They got to
do that. Yeah, Vorp. I remember them.
Well,
they have
Vorp?
A guy named Ken
for?
Tremendous. I don't know if it's his real name or not, but he had a website. I think it was called FireJoeMorgan.com or something like that.
Joe Morgan, the manager?
No, the broadcaster, the Hall of Fame player who's a broadcaster. He didn't like him as a broadcaster.
Okay.
It was very mean-spirited.
Okay.
Back when Vorp was big, this must be 10 years ago, he wrote I gave some MVP pick, and he wrote about 3,000 words about why I'm an idiot because Hanley Ramirez is obviously the MVP.
Because of VORP.
Because he had the best VORP.
What is VORP? Can you tell me what that
means? Value over replacement player.
Oh, and then they just went to war,
which is stupid too.
Which is wins against replacement.
By the way, Hanley Ramirez finished ninth that year in the MVP voting after his 3,000-word harangue about what a moron I am.
John, not bitter about it at all.
Not that I'm bitter.
You're taking it much too seriously.
I I've been holding this onto this for 10 years.
Well, I'm glad you're letting it out. Does it feel good?
Does this guy still work?
Does this guy kind of feel good? For a guy who's got a name like Ken Tremendous, you'd expect better than that.
Ken Tremendous?
Is he still around?
I've seen that. Yeah, I see him on Twitter.
Yeah, you know what? He's a very successful TV writer, too. I think he's created Parks and Recreation, some very good shows.
I don't follow Ken Tremendous, but apparently people I follow retweet him all the time because he's always on my timeline. I don't know why.
He's a very smart guy.
Should I follow him?
I don't know. You can follow him. I don't follow him, but you can follow him.
He's tweeting a lot about the news right now. Is he all over the news? Is he a politics guy?
No, I don't know.
I'll tell you, his Twitter says that. He's all about the news right now.
Is that right? Yeah. I don't know. I don't follow it. I don't know.
Let me guess. He's a liberal.
I got to read and find out. I can't really...
Those liberals.
Those liberals. Those libs.
Unbelievable. Can you believe those guys?
Yes, of course.
Can't believe them. We're all a little bit liberal. You're a little bit liberal, Joe.
A little, very little.
I know some of your beliefs. Not to call you out on them. But there are some.
There's a couple.
There's a couple. John, we love you. John,
all right.
John,
you too. You guys.
John, all the love, John.
Same here.
All right, man.
John Heyman coming up. He is great and probably liberal. Williamson.
I would say he definitely is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.